This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Caritas Internationalis' special advisor on HIV/AIDS said tens of thousands of HIV-positive children are dying each year because of a lack of access to antiretroviral treatment. Father Bob Vitillo was among the participants at a meeting of faith-based groups in Rome discussing how to strengthen their engagement in diagnosing and treating children living with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. He spoke to me earlier.
Well, first of all, we need to find the children who may have been exposed to the virus. So knowing which mothers are living with the virus, and then being sure that we test the children as soon as possible. That's complicated with very young children because some of the tests do not function correctly on the first test. So we need a special kind of test that actually finds the virus in the blood of the child so that they could be diagnosed as early as possible and then be put on treatment as quickly as possible. Some of the reasons why there are so few children on treatment are that many times a mother will have a child tested but then doesn't come back for the results. And so the mother and child are lost to the medical system. Also, we don't have the appropriate formulations and dosages for children. We have some, but not a wide range of them. And so some of the medicines don't work with children, and then we don't have the more sophisticated medicines that are available for pediatric use.
Because this treatment is life-saving, isn't it? Because if they don't get it, I read that half of these children won't even reach their second birthday. Is that
right? That's right. A third of them die before their first birthday if they're not on the treatment, and half of them die before their second birthday. So it is life-saving. And yet, when the children go on to the treatment, and especially when the treatment works with the child, they can live for a very long time and they can have productive adult lives.
Most of these children, over 90%, are living in sub-Saharan Africa. Presumably access must be a huge problem there because they're a long way from health centres. Is that the main problem or is it funds?
Both. First of all, there are not enough funds, especially in the developing countries. The governments don't have enough money to buy all of the medicines that are necessary. Even though the prices have been lowered a great deal, still for an average a year's worth of supply of medicines in the low-income countries, it's at least $100. And many countries only budget between $2 and $6 per year for all of the medical costs for their population. And so you could see there's a big disconnect. Of course, some countries benefit from some of the Global Fund money and the PEPFAR, the U.S. government money, and other kinds of bilateral funding, but it's not enough to be able to buy the medicines for all the children. The other problem is distance and also the kind of centralization of health services in hospital systems. And yet we know from research that's been done that even when we can distribute the medicines through a community health workers, that there's a much better adherence to the medicines and better results than in keeping people on medication.
We're talking about a lot of children, more than 3 million. But is that number of children with HIV going down because we're now being more successful at preventing mother-to-child transmission?
The numbers have gone down, especially the numbers of new infections, because the earlier we could diagnose a woman and have her on medication, either before she comes pregnant or becomes pregnant or early in the pregnancy, the less chance there is that she will transmit the virus to the child. So those numbers have gone down in most countries. There are 22 countries in the world that have about 90% of all mother-to-child transmission, 21 in Africa and in India is the last one. And in many of those countries, there's been a strategic plan by the UN and by governments to identify women who are infected and to get them on treatment. So the numbers have come down to mother-to-child on mother-to-child transmission. However, there are some countries that have not made as much progress, especially Nigeria, Democratic Republic of Congo, some of the Western and Central African countries. And that's where we need to concentrate much more attention and resources.
How important is the role of the Catholic Church and its various charitable arms like Caritas in helping to ensure that these HIV-positive kids get these
life-saving treatment?
Well, the role of the Catholic Church and other religious organizations from other faith communities is very important in sub-Saharan Africa. The WHO estimates that between 40 and 70% of all health care is delivered by churches and other religious organizations. And so it takes an important role in all health services, and obviously in these services around identifying, getting people on treatment, and trying to prevent the spread from mother to child. Very, very important, but also it has an even more important role, and that is to educate people about this and hopefully to help form them in behavior that's based in the values, the teachings that the Catholic Church teaches in terms of restricting sexual activity to faithful marriages.
This meeting of faith-based groups in Rome, is it a very wide-ranging meeting, and how hopeful are you that it really will make real progress in deciding how to go?
In this meeting, we have about 80 participants, mostly from religious organizations, Catholic and also ecumenical, and some non-Catholic groups are here. But also then we have UN organizations and some government representatives as well. So it's wide-ranging, not only geographically. We have people coming from Asia, Africa, Europe, North America, Latin America, but it's also wide-ranging in terms of the kinds of work that churches do in developing countries especially.